This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and being involved. Any way you can get involved is fine. You just want to be involved in a conversation. You know, it's kind of like you're sitting here talking to yourself. I look at the chat rooms. I try to keep up with what you're writing and what you're asking. But, I mean, after being gone for, 10 days or something like that, I got all this pent-up energy, all these stories that we weren't able to do, that just craziness. And we've allowed them to happen by the people that we elect. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When I head up to the website, therealside.com, we can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And you do want to be involved in a conversation. It's the only way you get informed. Right, the only way that you really understand what's going on, and you get to see other people's point of views. Whether you want to see them or not, you need to know what they are. You can't fight back unless you know what they are. That's really what it boils down to. Before I get to some of these other stories, I told you earlier a couple things. One is, you know, Facebook and other social media outlets, they are really clamping down on conservatives to the point where it's very hard for a lot of us, to make money. A lot of it, you know, we use these outlets to drive people back to the website. So head over to the website, realside.com. If you don't want to buy the coffee mug, you don't want to buy the shirt, then think about partying with $5 or $10 a month to help out the cause, if you would. There's a button there called Patreon. You can become a member, become an inside member to what's going on. Now, Facebook has said, and others are going to follow suit. This won't be far behind the other. Not like any of them ever, you know, do anything on their own. They want to jump on the bandwagon on a regular basis. They've decided that the term illegal alien, is hate speech, period. And I know friends that have had their pages pulled for using the term, for speaking about it, for even posting legal documents up with the term in it. I don't know how that happens. So lawyers, any lawyer who puts that on a piece of paper is now a hateful person. Is that the same thing with police? Right? I mean, seriously. I mean, for anyone who sneaks into this country, not Mexican or it's not specific to any one group. Any person who sneaks into this country illegally that is not a natural born citizen is an illegal. What tipped me off to this was there was a woman on CNN going off screaming that no human is illegal. You can't say a human is illegal. I mean, come on, lady. What's your IQ, 6? Nobody said the human was illegal. Now, according to legal definition, until that's changed, you can't go into court and you can't write on a piece of paper because it's politically incorrect to say this. I'm not going to call him a legal alien. I'm going to call him an undocumented person. The judge is going to look at you and laugh. Now, according to legal terms, an alien is any person who is not a citizen or a national of the United States. An immigrant is an alien admitted to the United States as a lawful permanent resident. These are legal terms, people. These aren't Joe's terms or the right's terms or anything else. So apparently the left feels like you can break the law when you're not comfortable with it. So me going 72 on a freeway with a 60-mile-an-hour speed limit shouldn't be an issue. Apparently it is, though. The term illegal immigrant is often used as interchangeable with illegal alien. However, the correct term for the person entering the United States unlawfully is illegal alien. Undocumented immigrant has no legal basis. There's nothing to compare it to. There's nothing to file against. You cannot file papers against an undocumented immigrant because the law doesn't recognize that term. I mean, think about it. You can't go into court and use terms that don't exist. A permanent resident alien is an alien lawfully admitted to the United States for permanent residency. These are things that the United States uses as their terms on their paperwork and the cards that they give you to be here permanently. Permanent residents are also sometimes referred to as immigrants. Now, note that the Immigration and Naturalization Act broadly defines an immigrant as any alien. We're not talking about Martians here. In the United States, except one legally admitted under specific non-immigrant categories. One legal permanent resident may reside permanently in the United States. Only legal permanent residents may reside permanently in the United States. The Department of State issues visas for this purpose. Other agencies can adjust one immigration status to permanent resident alien. A non-resident alien is a temporary resident of the United States who is invited for a specific purpose. The technology world does this on a regular basis. They're bringing people for projects that last 2 and 3 years. People don't want to become citizens of the United States, so they become legal residents of the United States. Temporary residents of the United States. Right? And companies usually support, shore them up, sponsor them, as they say. Now, the alien must have a permanent residence abroad to even be admitted to the country. And they have to qualify for the desired non-immigrant classification. It's done. It's done. It's been done for decades with scientists and engineers, people with, you know, specialty kind of skills. And we did it for years in California. People would get temporary, I can't remember the name of the program, but people would get temporary resident status for the, you know, picking times, the harvesting times. Made sense. It was okay. Yeah, that too. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Science. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I do. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, being part of what's happening. And, you know, if you want to send me an email, you want to let me know the stories you want me to take on, that kind of thing, just send them to joe@therealside.com. That's joe at therealside.com. Make sure there's a TRS or capital TRS in the subject line. That way I know. I know that what you're, you know, what you're doing or what we're trying to do is you're trying to get a message to me and you're not trying to sell me something. Because as I said earlier, man, I tell you what, it gets crazy with the stuff that people want to sell me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in a conversation. Okay, back at it. The more I look at this stuff, the more irritated I get. Did you guys hear about another gun buyback? I mean, I know they happen on a regular basis, but it's getting crazy. So now that we have a toy gun buyback, this is just nuts. So the Hempstead, New York officials, they cited, which I think is a line of malarkey, to put it in Joe's terms, they decided concerns for the safety of children not only warned parents of for buying toy guns at Christmas, but also to look over, you know, at everything the kids have and make sure that they don't have any kind of guns in the house. I mean, toy, representative of a gun, that kind of thing. And what they're going to do is they're going to do a toy gun buyback. Come on. Welcome to the United States of absurdity. The U.S. of A. Right? I mean, seriously, are we serious? You know, I was talking to somebody the other day about it, in the late 60s, early 70s. The high schools had gun clubs in them. The NRA sponsored them, gun clubs. And there were rifles. A lot of the schools had rifles in the school in a lock cabinet. And can somebody send me the links? I mean, I'll say that you're right and I'm wrong. But can somebody send me the links to the mass shootings that took place at schools in the 60s and 70s? I'm not talking about what the FBI calls a mass shooting, which is, I think it's three or more people. It might be two or more now, but it used to be three or more people. So when you had a shootout in a liquor store, that was called a mass shooting, not a robbery anymore, which is nuts. But can you tell me where that happened? How about all the camps? Remember the summer camps? We all had 22s at the summer camps. We all took riflery and archery, all those nasty killing things. We took them to learn how to be safe. And I don't remember reading about or looking for or finding where we had mass shootings at summer camps. Right? Now, we're talking about confiscating squirt guns. And Nerf, give me a Nerf gun. We'll not use it in a violent manner, I promise. Even though you use it on me in a violent manner. I got a Nerf gun. They would come to my studio in the secret, we're actually deeper than the Batcave, so you'll never find us. But they would come to the studio and want this. They want me to give up this gun. And you know, if you guys remember years and years ago, and I'm sure the clip has been scrubbed. I could probably go find it if I needed to. But Eric Holder came out and he said, we have to do to guns what we did with cigarettes. Now, I should be able to stop there because most of you are smart enough to figure that out. But he went on to say, we need to make it socially unacceptable for you to own a gun, for you to think it's okay to own a gun or have a gun or anything along those lines. We need to make it as ugly and distasteful as it is for people smoking today. Which was really interesting to hear him say that when his boss smoked, but that's beside the point. But I knew exactly what he was talking about. He was talking about shaming people for doing something that the general public thought was wrong and bad. So think about where he's got now. Now we're talking about confiscating, or I shouldn't say that. That's not the proper terminology, of having a buyback of toy guns. You know, we don't want the kids playing with guns, said Hempstead Village trustee Lamont Jackson. Guns are dangerous. Yes, but the toy guns aren't, he said. He says, no. No to any gun is important. Because you don't want these kids to have the false sense that a gun is not dangerous, right? the gun is usually only dangerous to the person committing the robbery. Right? The gun's only usually dangerous to the person who's trying to take your life. Because if I've got the gun, or the cop has the gun, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Right? So he goes on to say, well, it's a safety factor. So he says, so saying no to knives would seem important, too. The FBI found that murders due to knives or cutting instruments occurred in Arizona in 2016. In California, the statistics stood at 280. Other states saw varying rates of murder by knife that year, ranging from 20 in Kentucky to 48 in Georgia to 52 in Maryland. Death by cycling is even bigger. Yeah, over 1,000 bicyclists died in 2015. There were almost 467,000 bicycle-related injuries. I'm thinking, should we get rid of the cars or the bikes? Just asking. While adults between the ages of 50 and 59 suffer the highest death rate due to bicycle, you know, well, maybe we should get rid of adults between 50 and 59. Just, I mean, I'm using their logic, right? They suffer the highest rate of death due to bicycling children between the ages 5 and 14, as well as young teens between the ages of 15 and 19. They have the highest rates of non-fatal bicycle-related injuries. My God, it sounds like we have an epidemic here. Bicycles need to go, people. Here's something to consider as well. In a headline from Forbes from January 2017, it says, death by selfie, right, serious incident. Oh, we did this story. Remember this? You probably don't, right? There were more people getting hurt taking selfies. They were falling off of the train track platforms, remember? They were falling into fountains. They were falling off the side of cliffs, for God's sakes. Maybe we should ban cell phones. I don't know. I'll have to give this some thought during the break. I'll let you know when I come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump met with congressional leaders at the White House about the border wall and the partial government shutdown. After that meeting, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said Republicans in Congress and the president are holding the government hostage.
They want to try and leverage
that shutdown into their proposals on border security. We want strong border security. We believe ours are better.
Incoming House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy says both parties have to agree.
Find a compromise that actually secures the border. We had everybody in the room said they wanted to have a secure border. So maybe we work a combination to make it solved.
The partial shutdown has idled about 400,000 federal workers. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. I'll give you a second to blow off some steam. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-GO, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I made the screen too big on the right, so I'm watching the volumes pop, and it looks like something's exploding on the screen. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-GO, 855-732-5566. We're talking about the gun buyback, toy gun buyback in Hempstead, New York, because we don't want these kids to feel comfortable with guns in any way, shape, manner, or form. Nerf guns, none of that. Right? I mean, what's next? We're going to take guns away from soldiers? Right? I mean, think about it. But when you look at numbers for other people that die in other incidents, I mean, bicycling, worse, knives, and selfie, death by selfie. My God, who knew? You know what, people, bottom line with this, life is dangerous. And we've just made it dumber. I mean, look, many of you my age grew up with your dads and your moms, your aunts, your uncles, kind of slapping you upside the head saying, watch where you're going, right? I mean, you're walking around. It was hard enough when you didn't have a phone in your hand, making sure you didn't step off the curb incorrectly, or you walked too far at the train station so you wouldn't walk off the edge of the platform, right? And now these kids are running around. They can't hear sirens because they got earbuds in their ear. They can't hear the beep of a horn because it's got earbuds in here, and they're up pretty darn loud. And it really cuts off your hearing. You see, if you're watching the video, I have earbuds. I can barely hear what's going on in the room around me. So they have them on. They have those things blaring. And we just, they're in their own little worlds. And I'm funny because my kids will tell you, I used to tell them there's a whole world out there past your elbow. Apparently, I was wrong. Right? The whole world is right there within the realm of your elbows because you have that iPhone in your hand or the Android or whatever phone it is that you have. I don't even think they have legacy phones anymore, which aren't specific to a particular operating system. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Police and hang-wringing politicians say the toy guns can be mistaken for real guns. Officers on the job may mistakenly shoot to kill. But that sounds more like a police problem than a toy gun problem, doesn't it? I mean, I really don't believe that two kids running around the front yard with a water pistol shooting each other are in danger of being shot by the police department. I'm just not buying that. And if you look at the real big water pistols, you know, the ones that somebody's got to go way overboard, they got like, you know, a 5-gallon drum attached to the top of it. Have you seen those? Looks like they hold a gallon of water or something. And you pump them up as you go. I don't think that a police officer is going to take a lime green, bright fluorescent orange, and a yellow shotgun-looking water gun. That's a shotgun. Just don't think it's going to happen. So it sounds more like an excuse to bring an agenda on. Right? The left loves to throw children in the mix. No matter what. Pictures of children being ripped from their parents' arms at the border. You know, pictures of children being blown up not in Israel, but in Palestine and places like that. Right? I mean, this is what they love to do. Republicans hate kids because we hate clean water, we hate clean air, we hate education, we hate kids. I mean, it's just really that simple. The real issue here, though, sincerely, is the left just hates guns. For lots of reasons, but they hate guns. They hate the Second Amendment. Very few people that I know on the left, very few of them are solid Second Amendment people. Now, look, some of you get mad at me. I'm not a Second Amendment purist. I don't think you have a right to own a bazooka. I do. Or, yeah, I know you do. Or a nuclear grenade launcher. I mean, I got limitations to some things. I know, you do. Yeah, 50 caliber in the back of the van, you'd be very happy with that. On the top of the van, there you go. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, I have no problem with us exercising our Second Amendment rights. And here's the other thing I'd love to say to you guys, too. Remember, we have a way to, you know, we have a thing called amendments. So there are ways to, if you want to fix this or change it in any way, you just push another amendment. We have a legal way to go about it. So, you know, the Constitution, they really have a problem with it. The Founding Fathers knew what they were doing. I mean, you got to give these guys credit. They knew left to our own wiles that we would screw things up tremendously. And it's amazing that what they gave us was able to hold together for so long. I mean, they've been fighting this thing since day one. You've had loons on the left. Don't think that the loons on the left just surfaced in the 50s and 60s. They've been around forever. And, you know, somebody reminded me the other day, which I thought was interesting. I hadn't really given it much thought. We're looking at what's going on with Trump, and we're actually surprised. Why don't you read about what they did to Lincoln? Other than killing him. But, I mean, think about what the Dems did to Lincoln. Pretty much everything they're doing to Trump and more. They would not accept the results of the election. They hated him from the minute they found out he won. Although, in those days, they couldn't do ballot harvesting like they can now. They're trying to sell the idea that toy guns are as nearly as dangerous as real guns in hopes that, you know, parents will feel bad. And you parents, you have to stop that. You have to stop feeling bad when an administrator at a school, when a teacher, whoever's in a position of authority that you think is smarter than you, they're not. They don't spend the time with your kids that you do. Well, they shouldn't anyway. You know your children. You know what's right. Stick up for your children. If you want to buy your kid toy water guns, buy your kid toy water guns. Teach him how not to run out in front of a cop car with a black toy water pistol shooting the cops. I mean, seriously. Let's have a little responsibility. We've come to the point where it's really funny. If you listen to the left scream about law and those kind of things, it is always the law abiding's fault. No matter what a perpetrator, you know, brandishes at a cop, if a cop shoots him and kills him, it's the cop's fault. Right? If a cop is chasing somebody and they get hurt, it's the cop's fault. When the school disciplines a child, a student, and something goes wrong, it's the school's fault. It's just amazing to me. There's no more personal responsibility for anything. My favorite commercial, a couple of years back, and I can't remember who had it out there. One of you might remember. My favorite commercial was, are you in debt because of no fault of your own? I had to think about it. I heard it a dozen times. And one day it was like God slapped me upside the head and said, are you hearing that? So in other words, somebody signed a credit card for you? Somebody signed a mortgage? Somebody signed a car loan for you? How can you be in debt? Now, there are legitimate reasons. Maybe you lost your job. Haven't been able to get back on your feet. Something happened. You got sick. Right? I mean, there are things that happen in life. I got that. But in 98% of the time, if you're in debt and it's going sideways, it's your fault. You've done something. I always got a kick out of that. So teach your kids to be responsible. With toy guns, with real guns. With toy knives, with real knives. Look, even when I was a kid, we had these guns that shot little plastic bullets. Well, they weren't little. They were pretty big. And I remember our parents saying, look, if I catch you shooting that, they didn't have to say toy gun. They didn't have to say you realize, you know, you're not supposed to be violent. They don't do any of that. They just said, look, if I catch you shooting that somebody's face, I'll take it away from you. You won't be able to play with it anymore. We didn't need sensitivity classes. We didn't need reprogramming classes. It was called common sense and parenting. It's just amazing. It's always been amazing to me. A toy is a toy. Goes for toy guns. Goes for toy knives. Goes for toy bowling balls. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Take a deep breath. We'll come back. I'm serious. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Verizon canning a conservative TV group. Why? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
You gotta love the horn, you know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Got a lot happening. I've got like 50 stories I can run through tonight. But I don't want producer Tammy to quit. She hates when I do that many stories. Corey Duggan will join us tomorrow. Always like when he's on, too. And again, he's got a boatload of stories I want to push through. I'm going to try to get General Paul Vallely on with us because I want to talk about what's going on in Syria. Now, he's been saying for years, we do not need all these bases that we have over in the Middle East. We don't need all these bases that we have over in Europe. We can. It's not like the old days. It doesn't take us 3 weeks to deploy anymore. We can deploy in a matter of hours. And so, do we need to spend all that money? You know, President Trump, God bless him, I got to tell you. All right, don't give me the money. We're pulling out of Syria. I was going to spend $15 billion. That's in the budget for Syria for this year. If we're not there, then I can use the extra money on the wall. I'm telling you, all he has to do is declare a state of emergency. They can't stop that in federal court. It would take them a while to move through that. Yeah, it's about time. You know, I don't get in all that deep state conspiracy stuff, but I got to tell you something. What I see going on with our judges, even the judges that are on his side, so to speak, or on our side, I should say, we got to stop saying his side. They're on our side. They're on the side of the Americans. Even with some of the rulings they come up with, you sit back and go, really? How does that, where does that make sense? How many crack pipe hits do you have to take for that to make sense? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Conservatives are still under attack in the media. Keep telling you guys this. That's why we need help, all of us, more so the little guys. But Verizon, now if you have Verizon files, hopefully you've already written a letter. I don't have to tell you to do it. They dropped the Blaze TV. Now, look, I know we're not all big Blaze fans. We're not all big Glenn Beck fans. I get it. I get all of that. And if they wanted to can them because of the ratings were down, that's one thing. I do not believe for a second that Michelle Malkin and you know, some of the other ones that were on Blaze TV were that bad. I mean, he had some great people on Blaze TV. And you know, you look at that, they just merged with, I think it was Blaze TV and CRTV merged. So you're talking about Levine, Lauder with Crowder, Bowling, Eric Bowling. They didn't want the message out. I don't care what they say. They didn't want the message out. Verizon Files carries more than 425 channels. You know, that's the other thing, too. It does not cost them any more money to take the feed from the Blaze and push it out on their network. It really doesn't. But as of Friday, Blaze TV is not one of them. The online streaming giant dropped a conservative outlet founded by veteran broadcasters Mark Levine and Glenn Beck. As you know, they said, we must periodically review our agreements with TV content providers to be able to bring you the programming available on Files TV. At Verizon, we put our customers first. Well, maybe your liberal customers first. We aim to provide content our customers want at a fair price. Given that the cost of programming is the single biggest factor in higher TV bills, we carefully review proposals from network providers to be sure that their rates are in line with their viewership. The practice allows us to bring you a competitive rate. Blah, 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 blah. Remember that thing? What was that woman in Charlie Brown? Remember? Yeah, that she would start talking, and all they would hear is wah, 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 wah. Because it's all garbage. Ultimately, they didn't want them on. I mean, I know that Beck, some of the stations that he's on, even though he brings a lot of listenerships, right, they pay to buy more advertising, to have more time to advertise for their advertisers, their sponsors. So, when you look at Verizon, and you look at what's going on with them, you'd have to stop and say, okay, why would they notice? I mean, why would they not do their own homework? It's one channel. They have millions of viewers. How many millions of viewers do you need to stay on? Some customers said that they noticed that Blaze TV was gone with all the junk programming available on Verizon. And they're right. Have you guys... Look, I'm almost afraid to say their name. We have Spectrum. I joke all the time. We have 900 channels of garbage. We will sit there some night looking for something to watch, just to sit and veg. And you go into the, right? I mean, we almost go all the way back around again. You go, did you see anything? No, I didn't see anything. Did you see anything? No, I didn't see anything either. I mean, seriously, nothing. This is why I love, I don't know about you guys, but I love Roku. And the reason I love Roku, I can go watch any program I want to, anytime I want to. I don't have to worry about somebody's programming. Besides, we're on Roku, too, in several places. So the Blaze TV is gone with all the junk programming available. The Verizon subscribers have said they now have to decide to remove an informational TV program. Somebody says, I can't help but believe that the decision is more about politics than viewers. And again, I say to you, they probably could have removed 15 other channels and pretty much lost nobody. Their action speaks of clear resistance of diverse views. They're right. I told you guys, I firmly believe because of Facebook, Twitter, and a few others, YouTube being one of them, I firmly believe that the outcome of this year's election cycle was because they were able to squelch the conservative view. We don't have, not yet anyway, we don't have an audience of 5 or 10 million that we hit every day, or even every week for that matter. And yet they felt a need to pull our page down 10 days before the election. Partially because I was running in a local election, and partially because they didn't like what I was talking about. Now, the funny thing about it was they claimed it was because of all the hate speech violations. We never received one. Not a one. How long have we had that page up? 5 years, 6 years, 7? I don't even know. Right? Not a one violation for hate speech. And if they did it, they didn't tell us they pulled something down for hate speech. There was other reasons they would tag us, but they're really minor, minuscule reasons. And YouTube never gave us a reason. We didn't fall within their terms and conditions of their 300-page condition that nobody ever reads. But they still play the videos.
And they
monetize. Yes. So, again, this just looks like an out-and-out attack, again, by a media source against a conservative source. Tens of millions of Americans have had it with the biased, ideological-driven mainstream media outlets that sanctimoniously advance their own agendas under the guise of news and journalism, according to Mark Levine. I mean, really, if 30 live broadcasts include people like Eric Bolling, Stephen Crowder, Phil Robertson. I know that makes them people crazy. Deneen Borelli, Steve Deese. Blaze Media is a pro-America, pro-speech media company. He said, we encourage and empower content creators to speak boldly and freely without fear of censorship. Blaze TV is currently carried by Apple TV, Roku, Dish Network, Amazon Fire, and other providers. There's no immediate reaction to Fios' decision from Blaze. I wouldn't say anything. Right? And yet, you look at Disney TV. Look at the crap coming off of them. For the average person, you know, it's funny. During the holidays, Tammy watches, what's that station? The Hallmark? Right. I jokingly call it the all-white, all-the-time station. Okay? I mean, you can't get any more gooey, that painter? What's his name? From the old days, always, Rockwell, right? You can't get any more Rockwellian than the Hallmark Channel.
You got a problem with that?
Okay. So, I'm sitting there watching this thing, and I'm thinking, CNN can't get past these guys? Yeah, that's right. CNN's ratings are further in the tank, lower than the Hallmark Channel. How sad is that for them? Anyway, see if I can get this out real quick. The EU is going to kill off men. That's right. Brussels has demanded. Now, this is why Britain wants to pull away. Brussels, right? Here's a group of people that weren't elected to their seats by anybody in any of these other countries. And they demand an end to the words like mankind and manpower. They now want people kind of people. Oh, this is just nuts. The newspaper reported that the guidebook rejects the notion that the new terminology is because of political correctness and stresses that the advice is not a set binding rule, at least not yet, right? It says that gender-neutral or gender-inclusive language is more than a matter of political correctness. No, see, if you don't use the word man, and I consider myself a man or a man, then you're excluding me. You don't have a right to do that. I'll feel bad. I'll need my own safe room. Will there be men's safe rooms around? The book states that employees should use the gender-neutral term political leaders rather than statesmen. Artificial instead of man-made. Well, I'm going to have to start believing that maybe you guys have an artificial brain, and that's why this is such a problem. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More crazy stuff on the other side of the break. Suicide rate among women who have had abortions is 6 times higher than women who actually gave birth. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be...